Well, coming up in this video, we're going to tackle a question that came in, and it's one about what to do with your IRA money. Now, hopefully you're in a position where you're not going to need all of it. You planned well. You have more than maybe a little bit of excess compared to what you actually need. But what can you do with it? Should you be aggressive with it? Is that okay? We're going to talk about that next with John Stillman. Welcome in. Glad to have you once again on the show. I'm Ben George with John Stillman. He is a retired. He is a chartered retirement planning counselor at Rosewood Wealth Management. And John, we're talking today about the IRA, obviously a big tool in the toolbox for people that are saving for retirement. And then obviously, as you're building an income plan for people, but sometimes you might have a little bit more in there than you actually need.
Yeah, so it happens. And it's a great situation when people find themselves in that boat. You know, they spent their entire working life thinking, wow, I don't know if I'm going to have enough. And then suddenly one day they wake up and they have more than enough. So now that can also cause stress because people feel like they have the weight of this money. They don't know what to do with it. But I can promise you that's a better stress than I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet in retirement.
So what do you do with that extra money is a question and something I want to run by you today. A question that came up recently that I want to pitch to you. Tell me how you'd kind of work through this, what the options are and how they should proceed. So I'm in my 70s, and it doesn't seem that I'll be needing any of the money in my IRA, although I do take my RMDs each year. I know this breaks the rules for someone in their 70s, but can I be an aggressive investor? If I don't need the money, is it all right if I'm a little bit more aggressive?
Yeah. So this who's this question from?
This is from Nina.
Nina. Okay. Well, are we sure? Let me correct you. Could be Nina. My dad worked with a lady named Nina.
Really?
N-I-N-A, and she would get very annoyed if you ever called her Nina.
Never heard that.
I think she's the only person who spells it that way and goes by Nina. But Nina, if you're listening, I got your back. But this is probably Nina, who you said she's 70, right?
Yep.
She has more than she needs in her IRA. Okay, so people have this idea that once they reach a certain age, they should be investing a certain way. So when I'm 30, I should be aggressive because I'm young and I have a long investing timeline. Or I'm 70, I'm older, I should be more conservative because I don't have a long timeline. It's really not about your age. It's really about how long is it until you need the money. And it sounds like, Nina or Nina, it sounds like you're in a situation where you don't need this money for a while, if ever, in your life. So the overall lesson there is, yeah, you probably can be more aggressive than the average 70-year-old would be or should be because your timeline is so long. At the other end of the spectrum, the person who's 30 who says, hey, I'm saving up money for a down payment on a house, well, they can't say I'm 30 so I can be aggressive because my timeline is long. No, what if you're trying to buy that house in 2 or 3 years? You don't really want to be aggressive at all because you don't want to be investing money that could take a big downturn before you have the chance to go buy the house. So again, doesn't have anything to do with your age. It's a question of how soon till you need the money. And obviously, a lot of times, your age dictates how long it is until you need the money because most people are going to work until a certain age, and then they're going to, as soon as they retire, start taking that money out of their accounts. But as we've established here, Ben, there are people like Nina who don't need that money for regular income. Now, she did mention RMDs. And yes, once you reach a certain age, for most people at 73, if you're a little bit younger, it's not going to be until 75 when you reach your RMD age, when you have to start taking money out of your retirement accounts, whether you need it or not. The IRS says, look, you've deferred taxes on this money long enough. We want some tax revenue on it, so we're going to force you to take some out so that we can tax it. That's what's happening there. So we have to at least be aware of the amount that we're going to have to take out when that time comes. We want to make sure that we're invested in such a way that, let's say the market crashes big time right before you have to take a withdrawal. Well, now what do you have to do? You have to sell low. You have to sell something that's just lost a lot of money, sell some shares to create the cash for you to withdraw. And we don't want to do that if we don't have to. So we want to keep the RMDs in mind. Let's at least have the portion that we're going to have to withdraw. Maybe that portion needs to be a little more conservative. And then Nina, you can be more aggressive with the rest of it.
Is it really just a question of like, what do you need the money for? You know, I mean, a lot of times it's what are you trying to be aggressive for? What's the goal? What are you trying to save more for your family, for your estate, to give away? Like what's the actually ultimate goal here?
I ask that question of people a dozen times a week. What's this money for? Well, I just inherited $300,000 from my dad. What should I do with it? What's this money for? Is it money that you want to pass to your kids and grandkids? Is it you want to get your house paid off so that you can retire without a mortgage? I mean, all that is going to dictate what we do with the money. So yes, that is the core question. What's this money for? Or maybe sometimes, who is this money for?
Does it matter whether this is an IRA versus another type of account when you're answering this question?
Well, it can, depending on exactly what type of money we're talking about. Because yes, like in Nina's case, when she's going to have to take money out because it's an IRA, that is going to factor into the decision-making process in terms of how we invest it, because we have to create some income from it. On the other hand, if it's just a brokerage account, a non-retirement account that you inherited or something, and you're saying, what do I do with this? Well, you're not forced to take any money out of that at all. So yeah, that could very well play a role.
All right, very good. Well, something to think about. Again, best thing you can do is have a plan in place, right, so that you know exactly where your money's going, how much you need, what your targets are, because this could be avoided earlier on too, right, John? But through planning to know that, hey, I'm going to have this excess, let's start planning for this earlier.
Yeah. The ideal situation is anytime you come into money, that there's already a plan for it. By the time you get that surprise inheritance or whatever it is that you end up with, you know exactly where it should go because you already have a framework. You already have a plan that dictates here's what and who this money is for.
All right. Again, if you want to get in touch with John, the best thing to do is go to meetwithjohn.com. You can find a time on his calendar that works for you. Go ahead and click that and begin that process. But if you prefer to call or text, you can do so at 800-545-2991. All right, John, thanks for the time as always. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure.
Carolina Wealth Stewards, doing business as Rosewood Wealth Management, is a registered investment advisor in the state of North Carolina. The material presented is intended to be general information and should not be construed by any consumer as the rendering of personalized investment advice.